Nathan Zagura here with the FanDuel Fantasy Minute for week number 7. Remember, you can play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel. This week, let's start with quarterback Matt Ryan. He's been in a slump, but the Patriots are the ultimate slump busters for opposing quarterbacks. Quarterbacks have thrown for at least 300 yards in every game against the Patriots this year. Five of the six quarterbacks that faced them have thrown for 300 yards and multiple touchdowns while producing over 22 FanDuel points. Look for Julio Jones to be more involved this week. They say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that's great news for Matt Ryan. At running back, Mark Ingram was the main beneficiary of the AP departure in week 6, taking a season-high 25 carries, rushing for over 100 yards and two touchdowns. He also added 5 catches for 36 yards and now has at least 4 receptions in 4 of his 5 games this year. With the Saints likely to be winning against the Rodgers-less Packers, I expect Ingram to get 20 or more touches and a touchdown in week 7. After all, the opposing primary rusher has 100 or more total yards and a touchdown in a 5 straight game stretch against the Pack. At tight end, Zach Ertz is your guy. Why? The most consistent tight end in all of fantasy football this year. He is the only tight end to have at least 10 or more fantasy points in every single game, and Washington has given up double-digit points to tight ends in 4 of their 5 games this season. And by the way, if you need Brown, Duke Johnson, 80-plus total yards or a touchdown in 4 of the last 5, is the guy to go with for your squad. That's the FanDuel Fantasy Minute. Play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel.